Oh, that's some fine fiddling, Wendy.
Fiddling Around with Eric Zorn.
With Eric Zorn, that's the name of his segment. The feisty Eric Zorn joins us right now from the Chicago Tribune with some very good news from the world of music, most notably from fiddle and banjo playing. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how are you guys? That's my son Ben playing
at
the Midwest Fiddle and Banjo Championships. I was playing guitar. The guitar was really what held it together, though.
Yes.
I didn't even hear the guitar. I just heard the fiddling.
But he came in second place in the finals this weekend. He's beaten by a Danish fiddler.
Isn't it always that way?
No, those Danes coming over, they're taking our jobs and taking our trophies. The winner was.
Must have been a great Dane.
He was a great Dane. He was really terrific.
Didn't you miss that?
Straight from the Westminster Dog Show.
But it was a great experience. I competed in the banjo contest and did not place. So
you did not. I'm sorry to hear that. You have in the past, however, right?
I've competed every year. I competed in the fiddle contest a couple years ago, and 2 years ago I played, and my son Ben backed me up, and he's gotten so much better than I am now that he plays, and I back him up. So
you know what? You mentioned that to me off air the other day, and I thought that was such an interesting thing. Is that he's better than you at this, and you're thrilled about
totally,
that.
Oh, totally, yeah. That,
and you should be.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get to live through him now.
Yeah. Well, you were saying your son won a contest last week, right?
We were in Nashville, and they had a bunch of bands competing, and he won first place, and we were shocked. It was the Music City Commercial Music Extravaganza. And, you know, my husband had diddled around with guitar for many years, but seeing Michael play and play harmonica with the harmonica holder, Jim just kind of said, yeah, I don't really play anymore. Yeah. You know, let's just let him handle it.
No, I
he's play, proud. Too.
I like to play with him. I really do. It's really fun to play with him. And the fact that he plays better than I do is actually inspiring in a lot of ways.
So yeah.
It was really cool. It was a very, very nice event at the Old Town School, part of their Square Roots Festival. And
that does sound like fun. And I love the school.
Yeah, the school is great. But the fact that he was able, after just taking it up a couple of years ago, he's been able to make those kind
That's
of strides.
That's fantastic.
So it was really cool. And you were saying there was a funny moment when your son got his award, they called him up. And
oh, yeah, they said his name wrong, Michael McIntyre. And, you know, he said, oh, thank you, it's McInerney. So, you know, they corrected it. It happens all the time.
Well, I was saying that on ESPN the other day, the woman who won the Women's Golf Championship, I think it's Brittany Haas is her name, her name is Brittany, and they introduced her as Bethany, which is what
her name
is.
Oh, no.
And they said it several times, Bethany, come on up, and she's like, are they talking about somebody else?
Oh, no.
This happens.
Even after winning a major tournament, they still are not getting the name right.
Hey, you know what? What I finally started doing this weekend was Facebook Live video. Have you guys done any of that?
I haven't done it yet, although I saw who filled in for me on Friday. I can never get her name right.
Oh, from the WGN-TV News?
Yeah, what's her name?
Blah, 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 blah.
Right. She was Facebooking live in the studio and asked you how to say her name, which
right.
is...
It's pronounced...
And you messed it up.
I don't know why that's the funniest thing in the world.
Today is messing things up. But I decided to do it. I'd never done it before, but my phone is out of memory, so I can't take video wherever I am. So I decided, I was at the Oak Park Farmers Market on Saturday morning. I said, well, I want to get some video of this. So I just said, I'll stream it on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of went and figured out how to do it, which is like two steps, real easy to do. And I started shooting it, and hundreds of people see it then, because it's on your Facebook feed, and it just keeps popping. I guess it pops up on your homepage.
Right.
As it's happening, right?
Yeah, as it's happening. And then it stores the video, and people comment on it. It's just phenomenal. And it's, I don't know exactly how Facebook is going to store all this video, but I took like three videos there, and then I was taking videos. I was at a concert last night down in Hyde Park. I was taking videos there, and they post online right away. And it's the kind of thing where you guys could do that here in the studio, or you could just have a feed going out live all the time.
Then they'd see us.
Yeah, but you guys are so good looking.
We like radio.
Old and decrepit.
But you're in the studio. Nope. People can walk by and
how come
see
I can't? You have to show me how to do it, and we'll do it.
I'll do. Well, we'll do. Maybe doing the commercial, we can do 5 minutes after.
No, I'll be playing Pokemon Go during the commercial.
We had a big conversation about that this morning at the editorial.
Love
board.
It. Playing
all
it.
All the old folks are going, what is this? What is this Pokemon? And the younger people on the board were explaining how it all works. And I guess it started on Friday. You guys already talked
started,
about this?
No, we have not discussed it, but
it
started
later.
A few days ago.
Well, this young
Wendy's
woman,
addicted to it.
Young woman who's the editorial board coordinator, she's a millennial, she's like 23, 24, and she was saying that she was at she had friends over to watch TV on Friday or Saturday night, and all of her friends were like looking at their phone the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, there's a squirrel in the room. And I guess it...
It's good because it replaces. Remember the thing that people used to do where they'd talk to each other?
No, yeah, but that's it replaces so. That. That's like so old school.
Seriously, though, we have seen so many kids in our neighborhood taking 40-minute walks. They're getting, instead of sitting at home playing a video game, they're walking around meeting other people.
This is what came up at the meeting, which was Liz, the woman on our board, and she was saying, like, this is a good thing because she said, my friends, like, they don't want to take a Lyft, they want to or an Uber, they want to get out.
Except there's car accidents with people who are doing it while they're driving,
well,
crashing
into price to pay, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, while they're driving?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't even think of that.
Driving. No, I thought it was just walking around they do.
No,
this.
People are driving and they're holding their camera phones up and crashing into things.
Okay, okay. Well, first of all, don't do that. Second of all, watch where you walk, because I know there's been accidents of people walking into traffic because they're following the stupid Pokemon.
Right.
But it is, it's not one of these games where you sit at your computer or you sit in the dark and play. You're out moving around, evidently. I don't know. I have no idea.
I'll show you that during the commercial break.
Yeah. You've been playing? No.
I love my avatar. She's hot.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't look anything like
no,
me.
No, but it's the real world. So, you pointed at me. Am I in the image?
No.
And then the Pokemon comes and sits next to me?
No, he is.
No, Eric isn't in it. It's just like a street map. And you walk down the street, and when you see a Pokemon thing, you can click on it, and it tells you where to go. This says that there's a Pokestop not too far away, and it is the Plaza of the Americas. Do you know where that is?
Plaza of the Americas. Is that what they call this, the Pioneer Court now?
Oh, maybe. I'll do that during the lunch break.
Maybe Pioneer forgot to pay their royalties.
Right. They lost it. They lost the naming rights. All right, we'll take a quick break. Eric Zorn is here. Boy, is he feisty. He can't help it. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Bill hates technology, I've decided. He is very annoyed with me playing the Pokemon Go game today.
He's probably annoyed with me because I've got you live on your Facebook feed.
Hi, everybody.
We have 20 people now watching you.
See, and they comment immediately. Bill is so, look at him. He's so irritated.
I like the time where some thought went into content. Like, just because something's being recorded.
Have you listened to our show?
with the exception of our show.
I was in here for
just
rehearsals.
Just because something's being recorded doesn't mean it's interesting, but this generation seems to have forgotten
that. I think that's not true. I think we now have 23 people watching and we're getting like thumbs up and stuff like
that. All
right,
that. But there's tens of thousands of people listening. Why give way to 20 people watching something when tens of thousands of people?
All right,
this
can you stop it now? Because I'm out of memory on my phone.
It doesn't hurt your memory. I will stop it, but it doesn't hurt your memory. It doesn't take up any memory at all. That's the beauty of it.
Will you stop it?
I will stop it, yes. Finish.
You're feisty.
What do you make
of... Now it's on your Facebook page. Now the video's on your Facebook
It'll
page.
Be up there like forever so people can see it.
Forever, yes.
So
archaeologists will be studying
people from when beings from other planets come down in the future, they'll watch this video and they'll go, there's nothing there. We're just watching videotape. There's nothing to it.
This is where we chart the decline of civilization
from this moment on.
This episode of the Bill and Wendy Show.
Let's talk Dallas for just a little bit.
A little more serious.
It's just plain awful what's been going on. It's awful.
It's really awful. And one of the things that I proposed in my column on Sunday was that maybe we should rethink the idea of police pulling over vehicles for safety violations. I mean,
Can I just say one thing? I have so much respect for police officers. 99% of them are awesome and wonderful and helpful. There are a few rogue ones every once in a while. But if I was a cop, I would never pull anyone over fear of what might be in that car.
This is the thing. It is completely their job to enforce the laws that need enforcing. And you don't. And when I say, I think for these minor violations... The incident in Texas, Sandra Bland, the woman from
Naperville. That was a taillight too, wasn't it?
No, it was a lane change. That was she had changed lanes. And she said later she said in the thing, she had pulled over because she thought the cop's light, he was going by because she didn't think she'd violated any laws.
Right.
So she just pulled over quickly and he pulled over and said, well, you didn't signal that lane change. And it was just like, these are minor violations. And the thing is like, I don't necessarily blame police officers. They may be under pressure to reach quotas and so on. But if you've got a broken taillight, which is supposedly the reason that the guy in the St. Paul suburbs was pulled over last week, or there was the guy at the University of Cincinnati who was pulled over because he didn't have a front license plate, and that ended with him being shot and killed, that, you know, any traffic stop is like a tense situation
sure.
for people.
Although a front license plate, doesn't that, maybe you think that might be a stolen car? A taillight to me is
a big whip. Half the states in the country, you only need a rear license plate. So, they pulled Timothy McVeigh over because he had no license plates. So that was a little different. I mean, if a car has no license plates, that's one thing. But if a car's got a broken taillight or doesn't signal a thing,
or a headlight burned out.
I think there's a way to maybe take a picture of the license plate and send the person a fix it ticket, saying, hey, you get this.
But if they don't have a license plate, what are you taking a picture
of? Well, if they don't have any license plate, you've got to pull them over. I mean, there's certain things. But it seems to me like this is something that the police could probably buy into, because I'm sure they don't like it. I mean, I've talked to cops before who just say, like, it's a lot more of a stressful situation for us than you'd imagine.
Sure.
And, of course, motorists are always nervous, and especially minority motorists these days feel like, they get the talk. Like, they've got to be really, really quiet and respectful, or else they feel like they run the risk of having an altercation. So,
but shouldn't you be respectful? Even if it's a bad cop, be respectful. Do what you're supposed to do. Stay alive. And then do what you have to do to take that cop down.
Well, that's true. And apparently what happened in the St. Paul suburbs last week was that the guy said, I have a gun. He wanted to tell the police officer that he had a gun because he had a permit to carry it. And that then he reached for his license registration, and the cop thought he was reaching for his gun. Now, I think there's still some details about this story that we don't know. But yeah, you're absolutely right. And this ought to be something, I don't know if they teach it in driver's ed or not, but they probably ought to role play this. And for everybody, white, black, anybody, how to respond during a traffic stop. And that is, keep both hands on the wheel always. That's what I've been taught. You don't take your hands off the wheel until the officer asks you for something. And then you say, tells you, I'd like to see your license registration. You go, okay, I'm going to get that now.
They why don't you step out of the car?
Oh, no, you're not supposed to step out of the car.
But why don't police ask you to? Because then they can see your hands. You can hide something in the car.
Years ago, I got out of the car.
I got out of the car, and
they yelled at me. Exactly. They said, don't
get back in the car.
They said, don't
really?
Ever do that. Yeah, don't ever do that. And I think this is like, there are protocols you've got to follow for any stop. But I think that when you're pulled over for a taillight, everybody's tensions are really high. But I do like the idea of having this kind of thing drilled into people and everybody how to respond in a traffic stop and for everybody's safety. And I don't think we teach that enough.
What do you make of former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani's statement? He said this yesterday, that black parents need to teach their children to respect police. What do you make of that?
I wish that he had not stressed that it's black children. I think that black,
all
white,
children.
All children need to be taught. I mean, no matter what you might think about police, and I'm on your side when I think the vast majority of them are good, but you have to, even if they're bad, or if especially if they're bad, you have to respect them. And if you've got a problem with how they treat you, file a complaint,
videotape it, even
whatever. But you're not gonna win the confrontation. You're not gonna win that confrontation.
If you were a black parent, though, and believe me, I'm not defending Rudolph Giuliani.
Right.
If you were a black parent, wouldn't you honestly say to your kids, unfortunately, we live in a situation right now where the rules are a little bit different?
I think they call that the talk, and I think that is something that it is. I've heard African American parents talk about that, which is like, you got to have the talk with your kids. Now, I've had that talk with my kids. Now, of course, my kids are not nearly as likely, I think, to get into those kind of situations. That seems to be the reality. But I've talked to my kids about, if you're pulled over, put hands on the wheel and wait for instructions.
Yes.
Roll down the window, but they want to see your hands.
Yeah.
And there was an incident years ago where a woman was shot and killed in Chicago because she was reaching for a cell phone. And people, and she was going to call and tell someone, I'm going to be late. And she's like, and that puts everybody
That's
on
why
edge.
You should get out of the car.
No.
But
no,
I mean, yeah. I know we shouldn't. I'm
don't
not telling people
car.
To get out of the car, but maybe police should say from this point forward, don't you think they have a better view of someone if they pull you over and say, step out of the car, please. And then you're standing there. You can say, put
wait
your hand on the hood.
Yes,
I know,
for them
but
to
shouldn't
tell you to get
they
out of the car?
Say that? Don't you think that would help them if they said, they pull you over and then they say, please step out of the car, turn around.
That would
Except
be,
then you're dealing with somebody who has more of a power base because they're standing up.
Yeah.
When you're sitting down, you're very limited in your mobility. Yeah, you might have access to weapons, but your mobility is extremely
That's
limited.
True.
If you're stepping up, if you're standing
and
up.
And you can't run.
You can't
and
run.
And you can't run.
Yeah,
right.
No, I think, but again, I don't know how much of this is a part of driver's ed. You can have the talk with your kids, but this ought to be part of every driver's ed program, which is like almost a role-playing thing. Like, let's pretend that I pulled you over and you have no idea and you're late and you're irritated. How do you respond?
Right.
And the answer is you respond as calmly as you can, and you keep your hands where you can see them.
Because you might get off of your ticket if you're respectful. If you're a jerk from the start, there's no way.
Yeah, I think that's true, too. That all just makes sense. I've had some pushback from people saying that, you know, you got to have the cops handling these safety violations, these small things. But I think that there's a way to use technology to address those problems. You don't want people, if their brake lights or taillights aren't working, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
But I think there's a way to deal with that without turning them all into traffic stops.
That's Eric Zorn. He's very feisty. Read him in the Chicago Tribune. We'll find out what Amy Guth has coming up next on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.